Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
Who's this?
This is Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on a Nintendo here.
Bid it on? Do what now?
You bid on a Nintendo. You know,
yes,
you,
sir.
You wrote your name down in a book.
Yes, sir.
And you bid 100.
I thought that bid was taken for 300. They didn't ever come get it.
Yeah, no, you're the most recent one, but you know why? Because we found out that you modified everyone else's bid. Like, we have you on security.
Dude, what?
We have you on security camera. You were in here, like, erasing people's bids and making them lower and, like, scratching out their phone numbers. That's kind of a dick.
No.
That's kind of a dick move of you to do something like that.
Nah, man. I got the Elvis ones, man. I did 100, and then everybody else, but it was scratched out below that. I think I bid it. The last time I went in there, it started out at 25 or 50, and then it went to 100, and then I stayed it at 100, and then I come back in, and I seen a bunch of other stuff scratched out. I didn't scratch nothing out,
no,
man. I come down there, I got the Elvis ones, man. If anything I scratched out might have been one of my bids to go bid on higher against that, but I thought the Nintendo was taken whenever someone bid $300.
No, we recognize your handwriting.
How do you know it was me? How do you know that I'm the one that scratched it out, that you can prove
because
I'm Jesse Arilla that put my name
in? It's in your handwriting. It's in your handwriting. And also, you wrote Donald Trump here on the last line and wrote like $100 million.
Dude, that ain't me, man.
Yes,
it
is.
I did not write that. I come down there to bid on that stuff all the time.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
It is not me.
You are full of shit doing stuff like this at our store.
No, you prove it. No, that is no way. I did not write that. Donald Trump. Okay, then if I'm on camera, what do I look like?
Oh, you look like a dumb hick that says things like, do what now? And we know it's you.
You tell me what I look like if I'm on camera doing it.
You're the guy that got that Elvis thing, that stupid Elvis thing. They actually paid money for that, you idiot.
Yeah, I got that, but I'm just saying, on the other, the Nintendo, I did not do that.
What'd you do with the
Elvis? If I'm the guy, okay, then who am I? Then what do I look like if I'm on camera scratching out everybody's name?
Oh, what'd you do with that Elvis thing anyway?
What do you mean, what did I do with it?
Yeah, what are you doing with it? I'm just curious. Like, what would you do with that Elvis thing?
You know, how about my father-in-law loves Elvis, and I got it for him for a birthday present.
Why
didn't
you
just... matter what the fuck I did with it?
Well, you should have just told your father-in-law that Elvis is dead and move on. You know, just move on.
Hey, man, who are you, Bubba? You know what? Listen here. You won't sit here and talk shit. Come on. I'll tell you one thing, motherfucker. Let me tell you something.
Oh, don't curse at me.
You want to sit there and run your mouth, man. I'll be down there. You work for Goodwill?
Yeah, I do. And we're sick of people like you just scratching out numbers.
You're crazy, dude. I come down there all the time and buy stuff. I love that place. I wouldn't do that. That is not the kind of person I am. You said I wrote Donald Trump and put 000 after that? That is nonsense bullshit, man, that you're trying to... You're going to pin that on me, man.
You're trying to...
tell me who the fuck... What I look like, man. You're making me mad, dude. Because I don't do stuff like that.
You're trying to rig the game is what you're trying to do. You're a cheater.
No, I ain't trying to rig shit, dude. Let me tell you something, man.
Cheater.
That ain't me. You prove it was me. I know for a fact it wasn't me.
I had to charge you for this Nintendo, and then I'll just smash it with a baseball bat.
You ain't charging shit for no Nintendo.
And then instead of giving you a good...
No,
shut up.
No. I will be down there, and you show me on camera where I scratched it out.
Oh, we have your handwriting analysis here. We had a professional do it.
The handwriting... Everybody's got different handwriting, man.
And we checked...
That is not... No.
We checked your DNA.
Fucking DNA. Think you're a fucking prick, man. Let me tell you something, man.
But listen,
you don't know what you're talking about.
You
can't charge me for shit.
I'm going to smash this Nintendo with a baseball bat and then charge you for it.
No, you're crazy. How you going to charge me for it?
I'm going to charge you for it. First, I'm going to smash it to pieces, and then I'm going to make you buy it.
You ain't going to make me do dick, bub, because I didn't sign up. I put a bid down for $100, and I said, well, damn.
I know you did.
I didn't even wait on it. And somebody fucking got it for... I thought somebody got it for 300.
And then you scratched out Corey's number, thinking we couldn't read it. But we could read it.
Corey? Who is Corey? Dude, I didn't scratch out nobody's number.
He's the guy that you outbid like a dick.
You're crazy, man. I got money. I ain't got to do that shit, dude.
I can't believe you'd be like this. You know, just ruining everyone else's bids. This is supposed to be like an honest thing.
I didn't run shit, man. You can't prove it was me, for one.
Oh, yes, we can.
Two... I would never fucking do something like that.
You're so dishonest. I mean, first you rigged the...
You don't even know who I am, man.
Yeah, first you rigged these bids, and then you start lying to me and saying you're not doing it.
Dude, I know for a fact I didn't rig no fucking bid.
Well, of course you're going to say that if you did it.
Man, you're... Dude, man.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey there, you're listening to The Snowplow Show for April 7th, 2017. Today's show is sponsored by The Naughty Guy. That's K-N-O-T-T-Y Guy. Not to be confused with The Knobby Guy. That's a totally different guy. This is The Naughty Guy. Thank you, The Naughty Guy, for sponsoring today's show. We got a few new subscribers this week, such as Casey and Stephen O and Peter and Bill and Shane and Palindrome. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show. If any of you would like to support the show, it's patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. $5 a month gets you hobo-sodes at least once a week, usually. I think we're approaching our 20th hobo-sode now, so if you're not a supporter, you've missed out on 20 shows. And if you want to hear those shows, just sign up on the Patreon or on the website, and you can listen to the whole archive. It's the best scam I've ever come up with. You know, that last show I did, that was going to be a hobo-sode, but then I just kept doing them. The one about the priority mailboxes. I was just going to do like 15 minutes of those, but they were kind of fun, so I just kept going and turned it into an entire show. So hopefully I'll get a hobo-sode done this week. But if not, at least there was an extra show this week. I should have made that a private show. And speaking of the priority mailbox thing, I had this comment on YouTube, which I found kind of amusing. This is a comment by Bananer1, who says, "When I found out about getting these free online back in middle school, I found all the free boxes and stickers I could for free, and I put 999 as the quantity, and ordered them and forgot about it, never expecting to actually get anything. A few months later, I woke up to my mom screaming my name, and I ran to see what the fuck she wanted, and it turns out they will seriously give you the maximum amount. The mail lady told my mom the entire fucking post office was full of my free boxes and various stickers. Someone had to take over her route for the day so she could deliver thousands and thousands of boxes and stickers to a 10-year-old. That was the best day of my fucking life." And I'm kind of wondering how you were 10 years old in middle school. I think when I was in middle school, it was like 13 or something. So you're obviously a genius. You're the next Doogie Howser or something. Probably graduated college in 2 weeks. And I forgot to mention that I've done the priority box thing, like for legit purposes. I just needed some boxes and the post office never had them. This was like 6 years ago, and I just did it on a sheet of paper. Like, they gave me a sheet of paper and they're like, "Here, just order from this." I didn't use the internets to do it, but a couple weeks later, they brought me a shitload of boxes and priority mail tape, and I didn't even need the tape because all the boxes said priority mail on them. So guess what? We're doing a live show today. I did a live show a few hours ago, earlier this morning, where I called up people who bid on things in a silent auction, and that's what you're about to hear right now. So enjoy today's live show.
Yeah! Hey, you want a taste of our new album, Dr. Feelgood, before it's out in the stores?
Yeah!
Enter the crew contest.
Yeah!
If you have a touch-tone phone, call us on the Motley Crue hotline. 1-900-932-8-CREW.
Yeah!
You can win a personal autographed picture from us.
Or a personal phone call to your home. Yeah! While supporting the Make a Difference Foundation.
That's 1-900-932-8-CREW.
Yeah!
I got an email from Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration. And he sent me silent auction phone numbers. And those are those, you know, lists that you generally find in a Goodwill. You know, people want to bid on something, and for some reason they do it on paper. And, like, this first one is, the auction item is a Turtle Beach Stealth 400 headphones. Starting bid $15, minimum raise $3. And it looks like everyone obeyed that. Oh, except this guy in the bottom. He tried to do a penny, and then he crossed it out. Or someone crossed it out. Anyway, this is a silent auction place. I mean, it's a thrift store place. And I don't know what to say to people that were trying to bid on headphones. But, I don't know, let's just give this a call. Now that I'm looking at the handwriting, I'm worried these are all going to be like little kids or something. Because this handwriting, I don't know. I mean, it's just a thrift store. It's like a rescue mission thrift store type thing. And I'm harassing them because I didn't think, you know, it was good enough for me to just harass Christian bookstores. I want to harass rescue missions. Oh, hello? Hello? I'm calling from the rescue mission?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. I'm sorry. I was ranting about something. Is Anthony around?
He's not here, but...
balls.
He left... I think this has something to do with the thrift store?
Yeah. He bid on an auction thing for $1,800, and he won. I couldn't believe
$1,800?
Yep, $1,800. It for some headphones. There's some really nice headphones. They're Turtle Beach Stealth 400.
You sure he said $1,800? I think he meant $18.
Oh, no. The bid was already up to like $700 at that point. He bid $1,800 and...
he wrote that in there?
Yeah, he wrote $1,800. One comma.
Let me
eight,
call him.
Zero,
maybe
zero.
Let me call.
What on three way? Are you gonna put him on the phone with me?
Hold on.
Okay. Because that'd be cool if you could three way him on.
This is a new phone. I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
Can I give you a call back?
You can do it in two minutes. I have faith in you. Just double click on the talk button. Double click on the three-way icon. Move your mouse cursor over to the phone screen. And double click.
I don't know what you mean.
Right click on my name.
Oh, your name.
Anyway, like $1,800. Congratulations, Anthony. Just tell him that. Congratulations, Anthony.
Okay.
These headphones are his as soon as he brings that $1,800 over. Oh, she just hung up on me. I don't know. Oh, no, I remember I said everyone followed the rules. Nope, this next guy. So the first original bid was by the rescue mission. It was for $15. Anthony bid $1,800. I mean $18. And then the next guy down, Alex, he bid $18. Like, doesn't he know how auctions work? He probably thinks it's like those one auctions that I did where everybody wins. No matter what amount you put in. That weird art stuff that wasn't really art. So I guess I'm just going to yell at Alex for not, you know, not understanding how to do things.
Hello?
Hi, is Alex around?
This is.
Oh, hey, Alex. I'm calling from the thrift store, and you bid on these headphones for $18?
Yes.
And you outbid Anthony, who also bid $18.
Oh, cool.
Wait, no, that's not an outbid. That's the exact same amount. Don't you know how auctions work, you big dummy? Like,
so
you know,
what happened?
Well, the person that wrote on here before you, they bid $18. And then
I put $18 too?
Yeah, you big stupid. Why'd you do that for? You big stupid head? Oh, man. Oh, and MJR, you know, said the thumb wrestling match to, you know, decide who wins. And too late. Maybe I'll say that in the next one. It looks like the next bidder is Valerie, and she did $21. Oh, no, actually, she bid $20 after the $18, but then she scribbled through the zero and turned it into a one because she realized, you know, I've got to do $3 or more. Okay, someone named Ho wants me to tell him that the auction's Canadian dollars, not American dollars. And that comes out to about, I don't know, $500 or so?
Hi, you have reached Valerie Stevens.
Damn it.
I'm not available to answer the phone.
Come on, Valerie. Valerie's going to pick up this time. I'm sure of it.
Hi, you have reached Valerie Stevens. I'm not available.
Valerie, okay. So I have four pages of these. I'm right at the end of page number one. hopefully this will be enough, you know, phone numbers to get me through an entire 45 minutes of show.
Hello?
Hey, Alex, this is Steve Dave from the thrift store. You bid on these headphones?
I don't, like my son probably did.
It says Alex on here, $25 and one penny.
What is it? This is Dad.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's a pair of headphones, Turtle Beach Stealth 400 headphones, for $25 and one penny.
I have no idea about it, anything about it.
Oh, okay.
I will tell him.
Well, you won.
I will tell him tonight.
He won the auction. It's $25.01. But here's the thing: it's in Canadian dollars, and that comes out to quite a bit more than $25.01.
Canadian dollars.
Yeah, Canadian, because our corporate office is based out of Canada, and Canadian $25.01. Here, let me put it into the conversion calculator. Click, click, type, type. It looks like it's going to be $87.63.
Yeah, he's not buying no headphones.
Well, why did he put $80. Why did he put his name on here then?
I don't know. He's 12 years old.
Oh, is
why you guys let him?
Is it because you're a bad father and you weren't watching him?
Oh, the bad father. Yeah, I guess.
Are you trying to blame us because you're a bad father, saying we let him? I mean, it's out here for the public. Anyone can sign. He's gone. Did you hear that? Why'd you guys let him? What the hell? Like, it's our fault? Kid writes something in our book? Okay, this auction is for a Banchode matching purse. Oh, Banchini matching purse. Wallet and compact. Made in Italy. Yeah, right. We only have two people on this one, and it looks like, oh no, I can sort of read the first names. They're a little bit cut off. Fucking Bob Vance doesn't even know how to take a photo. They got the amounts right, though. We got a bid for 18 and a bid for 21. What should I say to this person who wants a purse? A purse made in Italy. Wallet and compact.
Hello,
Sylvia?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the thrift store. You bid on this Banchode matching purse, wallet, and compact that was made in Italy?
Yes.
For $18?
I got it.
Yep, and you know it's a man purse, right?
No, I didn't know it's a man purse, but it's that little flowery one, right?
Yeah, it's the flowery one, but they're like manly flowers, you know?
It's okay, I liked it.
Okay. Well, it looks
like my daughter lives in Fresno, mm-hmm. So I will have her come pick it up.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, though. You actually on the auction, you tied with this lady named Tanya. Do you know who Tanya is?
No.
Oh yeah, she bid the same thing. So is what we're gonna do is have you guys both come into the store, and you guys are gonna have a fist fight, and whoever wins gets the purse.
Okay, tell her I'm
going to
come and kick your ass. No.
Oh, no. I don't know. I've seen Tanya. Tanya's a big girl.
So am I.
Well, we'll see about that. Can you... We need to... For the...
I'm in Stockton.
For... What?
I'm in Stockton.
Oh, okay. Your daughter's in Fresno. That's nice, honey.
Daughter's in Fresno.
So...
I live in Stockton.
That's nice, honey. We need to get the weight class measurements and everything. How much do you currently weigh?
you don't ask me that.
Well, no, we need it for the match. It's part of the documents. The corporate office needs it, you know.
Oh, I see.
So how much do you...
10,000.
Huh?
10,000 in gold.
Okay, that was stupid. I hated whatever attempt that was at a joke.
Okay, so what's going on?
I don't know. Do you want this purse or not?
Yes, I do.
Is it you or your daughter that's going to do the fighting?
What are you really talking about? Do I get it or not?
Yeah, well, you might get it. It depends on who wins. I mean, you still want it, right?
Yes, I do.
For $18, 18 Canadian dollars.
I don't know any Canadian money.
Yeah, well, it's just a conversion calculator. Just put it in Google. It'll tell you how much. It's actually like $73
okay.
total.
Okay, so what are you really talking about? This
I'm talking about this Banchode matching purse, wallet, and compact made in Italy.
Okay, I know that.
Made in a sweatshop by children.
Okay, so...
You know everything in Italy is made by children, right? In sweatshops, like little kids. Like probably a six-year-old girl made this purse for you.
Hey. Are you telling me I'm getting the purse or not? That's what I wanted to know. Oh, yes or no? Am I coming down to get the purse?
You get the purse. If you can feel good about using a purse that was put together by a starving six-year-old child, then yep, it's yours.
Okay, it's mine. I will send my daughter to pick it up.
Okay, and tell her to bring $72 because of the Canadian conversion rate.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's Canadian money. We're based out of Canada. We're a Canadian company. And there's a conversion rate.
It didn't say that on the thing.
Oh, it did in the small print. You just don't know how to read.
You're picking on me now.
No, I'm not picking on you. I'm not picking on you at all. I'm just saying you don't know how to read. Like, read the small print before you sign anything. And also, whoever that man was in the background, can you tell him to shut the fuck up while you're on the phone? Because, you know, we're talking.
Who are you?
This is Steve. Oh, wow. Did he reach across the car and, like, hit the button? Turn off her phone? I think he probably slapped it out of her hand, is my guess. Okay, I caused a man to abuse his wife. No big deal. Let's move on to the next one. Let's call up Tanya. That's a good idea. Cal 9000. I hope Tanya picks up. Cal wants me to say the purse contains a family of mice that she now owns. Tanya bid $21, $21 Canadian on this purse. The purse was once belonged to Osama bin Laden. That's from MinMax. Hello?
Hello, please leave a message and I will get back to you.
Fucking Tanya, let's try her again. Damn it, Tanya.
Hello, please leave a message and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you and have a wonderful, blessed day.
I love these chat room ideas. I'm kind of sad that she's not picking up. All right, this next one. Oh, I only get to call one person. Damn it, because the second person is that Alex girl that I already talked to. She's hung up on me. Oh, you want new music, huh? Okay. We'll turn this on then. How do you like this?
I want to be a technical writer.
Holy
crap. Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message.
What the hell was
when
that?
When you finished recording, you...
Holy crap. I want to call that one again just to hear that message.
Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message.
He's like recording it while using a jackhammer, I think. Okay, no answer for that one. Someone says he was sitting on a washing machine. He's on a roller coaster. He works at the laundromat. Definitely a train hobo. Okay, let me move on. Next one. All right, this one is, there's only three numbers on this one. Shit, these are short lists. And Bob Vance's damn hobo camera, it's all blurry and stuff. What the hell, Bob Vance? Yeah, Parkinson's or something? Okay, so this auction is for a Yashica FX1 camera with telephoto lens and case. Somebody said the headphones were used to listen to porn with. I think I'm going to do that for this camera. I'm going to say the camera was used to shoot porn with. Secret porn with its telephoto lens.
Hello?
Hey! Is this Matilda? I'm calling from the thrift store. You want an auction?
A what?
An auction. You want an auction for a camera with a telephoto lens and case?
Oh, I did. Where was it? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah! Woo! You won the auction.
So how much did I get it for?
$50 Canadian. There's something we have to disclose to you, though.
Okay.
This camera was seized in an investigation, in a raid, and it was used to take a lot of pornography pictures with its telephoto lens.
Okay.
Like, it used to be owned by this Peeping Tom guy. He would go up in trees and just snap pictures in through windows and stuff. Yeah, so this camera has a lot of history behind it.
Okay, well, that's good. So I owe you $50? I was just down there. I was just at the DMV, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, holy shit. You could have come and picked this up. Now you got to drive back out.
How long do I have to come pick it up?
You have 2 minutes left to get here. 2 minutes. Are you almost here?
No.
Shit. I might be able to extend it. But, I mean, you understand that this camera was used to take photos of women who didn't know, you know, like, they're just innocent.
Well, everything's a race. I mean, it's not got a memory in it. I don't really care.
Yeah, but, you know, he was probably out there, you know, whacking it while he's taking pictures and then rubbing his hands all over the camera. You really want to touch that with your...
I can clean it for $50.
Yeah, but okay, what if the pictures that this guy was taking were of underage people? You still want it for $50?
Yeah, I still want it.
Okay, that's pretty fucked up of you. The camera probably is going to give you STDs. Like, if you hold this camera, like, I think for every time you click the shutter lens, you get AIDS.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I think I can clean that.
All right. If you feel okay about owning a camera that was used for child pornography, then it's yours.
Well, apparently you didn't have any qualms about selling it.
Oh, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I just figured maybe... I said, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I'll sell anything.
Well, how do I pick it up?
You have 3 minutes to get here. Looks like I can extend it to 4 minutes. You have 4 minutes to get here.
I mean, what kind of shit is this?
How long will it take you to get here? I mean, I'm just saying, we don't have all day. We don't have all day for you to just drive around leisurely and... You know, you're supposed to be picking up this camera.
What kind of shit is this? You just called me. I'm supposed to be sitting by your store right now?
Yeah, why aren't you? Where are you at? How far away are you?
I'm south of town.
Okay, did you know the camera smells really weird?
What's that?
The camera, it smells really weird. I'm holding it right now, and I just noticed it smells really weird.
It's a prank call.
No. Why would you think that?
Well, you're fucking weird. You're a fucking weirdo. What the fuck is your problem?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not completely normal. I work in a damn thrift store. What do you expect?
Where are you at? Where are you at? I read you outside the fucking store, man.
Is there two people yelling at me? Or?
Huh?
I thought I heard someone else yelling. Was that someone else, or is it just you?
Well, I mean, what is your problem?
I don't have a problem. I'm just trying to tell you won the camera and that it smells funny.
Okay, then what's all this other dialogue? I don't need to have that other dialogue.
Well, it's full disclosure. I'm supposed to let you know the camera was used to take, secret sex photos.
Why don't you just let me... Why in the fuck are you selling it?
Because that's what we do. That's how we make a living here. The lens has dried cum on it.
I don't need any of that.
Hey, tell that person in the background to shut the fuck up, because, you know, we're on the phone.
I'm going to put a hole in this motherfucker.
You're going to put a hole in me? What?
I'm going to stab you with a fucking knife.
What? Hey, you can't do that. That's illegal to stab people. Sir? Crap. Someone's going to stab me. Holy shit. It only takes photos upside down. Should I call him and apologize or something? Yeah, why not? Let's call him one more time. He threatened to stab me, so the rules don't apply of only calling once. If they threaten to stab you, all bets are off. Mika wants me to tell him to hang up the phone. Okay. He's not going to pick up, though.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice
One more try.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Balls. Okay, whatever. We have 20 minutes left to call the rest of these people, whose names I cannot see. This is the camera still. This guy bids 60.
Hello?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the thrift store. You bid on a camera here? On the brand name Yashica FX1 camera? The brand name that everyone looks for when they want to go buy a camera. Yeah, you won. You won the auction for $60.
Okay.
$60 Canadian dollars. It's hard to hear you. Can you speak the fuck up, please? It's like it's... I think you have your phone upside down.
Wait, who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the thrift store. You bid on a camera. Remember when I told you that, like, 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, you don't have to curse at me.
Oh, and yeah, I just couldn't hear you. It sounded like you didn't know how to hold the phone properly.
Well, you don't need to curse at me, dude.
Oh, sorry about that. So, you're still interested in the camera, then?
Okay, that's fine. Just don't curse, you know.
Why can't I curse? I mean, what's the problem? Why not?
You're an employee.
So
this is how you treat customers?
No, I'm not treating you any certain way. You're probably an employee somewhere, too, and I bet you curse sometimes.
No, not if it's not necessary. I didn't say anything.
Okay, let's just get down to business here. So are you still interested in the camera? Oh, man, I had questions. Come on. I think I fucked that one up. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm going to call him back. The camera appeared in Biodome with Pauly Shore.
Hello.
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. I needed to tell you a few things about this camera.
Yeah, you're just talking to my son. Is there an issue?
No, not really. I just needed to let you know that it's going to be $60 for the camera.
But he just told me somebody was just cursing at him.
I think that was someone in the background here in the store. It's one of the customers.
This is from the Salvation Store?
Correct, yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
What is it?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
Correct, yeah. Anyway, so $60, do you know when you could come in and pick this camera up?
Put it. Nobody wants it.
Well, why'd you put your name down on this bid sheet? Is your son stupid or something?
No, you are, bitch. I'll come over there and whoop your fucking ass, motherfucker. What's up?
Well, I just, like, why would he put his name down here if he didn't want the camera? Is he?
Bitch, you're fucking recorded. I recorded the whole motherfucking thing. The way you're talking, I'll come up there and beat your ass for talking like that. All right. Your ass fucking fired instantly or whoop your ass out that Salvation.
Are you recording the part where you're threatening me?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, cool. I want to show that to the cops after you beat me up.
Yeah, shove it up your ass, pussy bitch. I'll whoop your fucking ass, faggot.
Yeah, what's he want a camera like this for? Why don't he just use his phone like a normal person? Is your son weird or something?
We're going to record it shooting your mom. We're going to record your mom.
That didn't make sense.
Yep, it makes a lot of sense.
Does it?
Yep, shove it up your ass, fuck
boy. So, hey, I have some questions.
So long, fuck boy. So long,
fuck boy. Hey, don't call me a fuck boy. That's uncalled for. So long, fuck boy. That's how I'm going to end all of my phone calls from now on. So long, fuckboy. Okay, the last auction page I am pulling up right now. And is it just one sheet? Oh shit, we've got several numbers on this one. Alright, so this is a guest purse with matching wallet. And I'm having a hard time reading these phone numbers, so this could be a problem. The bidding started at $20. The minimum bid raise is $5.
Hello?
Hello, Kelly?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the thrift store. You bid on this purse? This guest purse with matching wallet?
Yeah, for $30, right?
Correct, yeah. And yeah. You won.
I won?
Yeah, there's actually some bids after you, but they weren't picking up their phones, and a couple of them slammed down the phone on me. One called me a fuckboy. But so anyway, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
That's the newest thing.
Yeah. Yep. So you won. You win the purse for $30.
Okay. Awesome.
$30 Canadian.
Can I pick it up tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Did you look inside the purse by chance?
I didn't. It was in the case.
Oh, okay. Oh, I bet you I know why. Because I looked in the purse a little bit ago, and there's actually a family. Uh-huh. There's a family of mice inside of it. Some alive, some dead, but they're really cute.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. And I mean, if you want to, you can probably transfer them to a cage. We sell mice cages here sometimes when we have them in stock. So you might want to buy a mouse cage.
Are you serious right now?
Yes, I am serious, and I'm supposed.
Oh,
this is like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's this is I have to tell you all this stuff. This is like full disclosure, you know. It looks like at least two of the mice are gay because I've been watching them, and you know this is supposed to be a Christian organization, and I don't feel good about selling a purse with a gay mouse in it, but that one is definitely gay.
Oh my god! Okay. Is there any way you can get the mice out before I go and pick it up?
Oh, no. Nope. I don't want rabies. Nope. Not going to do it.
Oh,
when you,
okay.
When you pick it up, you're going to be walking out of here with mice, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I will be in tomorrow.
Okay. Great. You understand that all gay mice have HIV, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep. All the gays do, because they're gay.
Okay.
Yep. It's pretty much if you're gay, you're just born with it. You're born with HIV. So, got to be careful. Don't let these gay mice bite you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. It says here on the sheet here for the purse. This is a purse. This is a purse that once belonged to Osama bin Laden. Like this actual purse. The you know, this is the purse that he owned. He carried it around with him.
Okay. During the Gulf. Totally a prank call right now.
No, why would you say that?
Well, because you're laughing and all of the things that you're telling me.
No, I didn't laugh. I have a nervous tick. And
you giggled.
No, that's a nervous tick. It's don't please.
I can hear somebody laughing in the background.
No, it's just me here, and you're making fun of my disability and my nervous tick. And please stop.
Okay, well I'm gonna go.
Okay.
You're gonna see, right?
Okay. Just so you know, your $30. It's money that's going to fund ISIS. It goes directly to ISIS.
Okay.
See, now you're laughing, and it's making me laugh, and it's not my fault.
Because, I mean, do you even hear what you're telling me right now?
That's just what it says here on the sheet. Because, you know, this is
okay, because I didn't read that.
Yeah, like when you go to Sears and buy a purse, you're not buying a used purse. It never belonged to anyone before. But here it's used,
right.
So we know who it belonged to and who brought it in. And this one belonged to Osama bin Laden. He owned it like 10 years.
Brought it in himself, right?
Well, no, of course not. Don't be stupid.
Okay, I'll be here tomorrow to pick up the purse.
Okay, all right, we'll see you then.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice day. Goodbye. Thanks, Crazy Calvin, for the ISIS idea. And who was... Oh, Minmax had the Osama bin Laden idea. Yeah, I should have asked her if she was high. She seemed like she was on something. Okay, next number on the list. I only have 7 minutes, and then it's time for the XYZ show. And I have a few numbers left, and I don't think I can read this one, but I'm going to give it a try. This is Tanya. Oh, shit. I wonder if this is the same Tanya from before, the one I never got through to. Probably is. This number looks familiar.
Hello. Please leave a message, and I will get back to you.
Yeah, I remember her message. She never picked up.
Please leave your message for 55.
Shit. Okay, next. Probably wasn't even a right number, because I can't read any of these. Oh, man. I don't know if I can read the next two at all. Damn Bob Vance and his damn hobo camera.
Taylor Shoes, so we do special orders. How can I help you?
Hi, is Lydia available?
I think you have the wrong number.
Ah, shit, fuck. Goddamn fuck shit. Okay, all right. Oh, wait, what about Roxanne?
Yeah, no, wrong number, sorry.
Wait, are you sure there's not a Roxanne working there?
Yeah, no, Roxanne.
Ah, shit, fuck. Fucking shit, goddamn fuck. All right. I was asking for the wrong person at first. Stupid me. I don't know what else this number could be, so I guess that one just goes to waste. Let's try the next one. This sucks. It's so blurry, I can't read it. I'm just kind of guessing. I think this is the last one I can even try. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, so it is 12:27. It's about time for me to end the show. I'm going to make one last call before I end the show. We got to call the final boss. Let's see. Where's the phone number to the final boss? There it is, I think.
I have no idea who that is. This is Peter speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Peter. I got a call just a second ago from your store about the auction that I won.
Okay. I need to give you. I need to give you a phone number. Okay.
A phone
that
number.
They're handling whatever that is going on over there. It's at the thrift store.
Wait. I'm sorry. Okay. What's going on? Did I not reach the thrift store? I must have dialed the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is by.
I'm sorry. What are you giving me? What's this?
This is the number to the thrift store.
Oh, what did I reach?
You've got the here at the right on.
Is it the one that is it the one that ends in O?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Don't say it. Don't say it. My listeners will call it. We don't want that.
Pardon me?
You heard me. Okay, hang up the phone. Hurry up. I only have 1 minute.
Okay.
Hang it up. Hang it up. Okay. Gotta hurry. Only have 1 minute.
Hello, this is Thrift Store.
Hey, Thrift Store. I got a call about an auction. I won a purse, and someone from there called me. Was that you?
Nah, that was Dorothy. She's on the other line right now, and I put you on hold, and she'll answer you.
Oh, well, I don't know. It was a guy that talked to me.
Did you call somebody?
Does Dorothy have a manly voice?
No, she doesn't.
Okay. Well, they told me that, I won this purse, this guest purse, and they said it was going to come with a family of mice inside of it.
Did you call somebody about a guest purse?
A guest purse?
Oh, she sounds kind of manly.
In the auction?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you call anybody?
No.
No?
It sounded like did. That sounded like the guy.
She handles the auction.
What did he say?
He's on the other line right now, and I can put you on hold until she talks to you.
Okay, what did he say, oh my gosh, for?
He's wearing a Coach bag on him right now.
Oh, is he making fun of me because I carry a purse?
No, sir. He's not making fun of you.
Oh, because it wasn't a Coach bag? Is that what you said? Because it's just a guest bag. It's, you know, I know it's not as cool as Coach, but...
No, he's wearing a Coach bag right now. And he's like, it was kind of amazing how you said... You want a purse, and he's wearing one on his shoulder.
He's wearing a Coach bag?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a fag. Can I talk to him real quick?
Hold on.
Okay.
Rod.
Hello?
Hey, have you heard anything about these auction calls? I mean, I got a weird call. Was that you that called me about this auction?
Yeah, So this is not the first time that's happened today.
Oh my gosh, really? What? Like, what do you mean? What happened? Because they just told me I won the purse, but there was a bunch of mice in it.
Bunch of mice in it?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
There's someone's taking. I guess someone's taking down people's phone numbers that are in the auction items,
mm-hmm.
and they're calling them, telling them they won this and that.
And when they didn't win?
No, no.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What kind of things have they said? Has anyone come in and threatened to put a hole through your face?
No, no.
Oh, thank God, because, oh, man. Did anything crazy happen with it all?
Not too crazy.
Oh, okay. What's the craziest story you've heard about all this?
No, I haven't really heard nothing that crazy.
Damn it. So did I win the purse or not?
No, you didn't win the purse.
Oh, damn it. I was really wanting this guest bag purse with the matching wallet.
Oh, is there, let me put you on hold, let me see if that's in the auction.
No, right I now. Have to go, because it's time for the XYZ show. I have to go, I'm sorry, but,
You don't want me to take down your phone number?
No, no, fuck that shit. No, nope, fuck it. Just hang up the phone. Hang it up. Hang it up right now, motherfucker. You just hang that up.
So you're the guy that's calling everybody, or?
No, it's not me. I got a call from someone, from some weirdo. I think it's you. So just
for me?
Yep, I think it's you. It was your voice.
It was?
So So long, fuckboy.
You know these calls are being recorded, right?
Really, that sounds illegal. It sounds like it's against federal law because this is a two-party state, so I would have to be notified if you wanted to record my call. So make sure you don't do that. That's illegal. You're breaking laws. Anyway, so long, fuckboy. That's how I end my calls now. I say so long, fuckboy.
All right. You don't want to give out. You don't want to give out your phone number or nothing like that.
No, it's on your caller ID. Just look on there.
Oh, I don't have caller ID. I wish I did.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So long, fuckboy. Hang up the phone.
So I'd say the phone show was amazing. You should have been there. Handed out a lot of PLA cards.
So I guess probably most people don't know what Steven's talking about. I mean, Freak Show Steven. But he went to this thing called the phone show where people just, I don't know, what do they do there? I never was too clear on that. But there was shitloads of old telephone equipment there. And he had a payphone there that had a PLA logo on the side of it. He was handing out flyers for PLA. And okay, here, let's play this.
Old phone guys, they were going to give it a listen. And
he was handing out, you know, like the URL to phone losers and people saying they're going to listen to my show.
Since I put the PLA logo on my payphone there, quite a few guys recognized it. So
it's a good show. Crazy.
And I wish you could have been there. I'm calling in on an old Western Electric 302 that came out of the free pile from there.
Wow.
Seems to work pretty good. So I'll be posting a podcast of all the stuff from the show.
Cool.
And I'll be showing off some of the cool demos that people had there. So, cactus.
Okay. Where do we go for that? What's your URL? Here, I'm going to type it into Google. Freak Show Telephone. And I can only find his YouTube channel, so I'll just put a link to this in the show notes. And maybe he'll update me on where this alleged podcast thing is.
Hi, Rory. Casey here. I just wanted to say that I'm no longer a hobo because I signed up for a Patreon at the $5 a month level.
Yay.
Everybody else should sign up for our Patreon, too, at patreon.com/xyzqwa.
Hey, hey, stop it.
patreon.com/xyzqwa. Bye.
You can't do that. What the hell? Fucking XYZ, always trying to cause problems over here.
Hey, Brad. It's two really quick things. First, both responses to other people on voicemail. One person, they're asking who has numbers memorized, especially for those that call in the voicemail.
Wasn't that
often.
You asking that?
As one of those people I call in pretty often, I do not have the voicemail number memorized.
Who would? Come on.
And then the other thing is, a little while ago, I know I'm a little bit late maybe on this, but somebody was asking what the episode was for Mohawk Gardens, where we had the old people.
Yep.
Mrs. Cotton.
Crazy,
you know,
people.
And the original episode, there's a really good video on it that just summarizes all the good parts. That's called Mohawk Gardens, and I said that before. But the full episode I just come across, as I'm rewatching all the 2014 episodes, it's called Snooty, Snooty, Apartment Dwellers. And it's on October 2nd, 2014.
Okay.
And that is the Mohawk Gardens.
Yay.
All right, see you, Brad.
Woohoo. I will go ahead and put a link to both of those in the show notes. I've already found the summary video.
Hey, Brad, it's the Cisco Kid. Just calling in to say congratulations on no longer being a private investigator. The more time that you have for the PLA, the better. And the quality definitely shows with your hang up the phone and 3-hour Christie show.
Oh, I don't know. It hasn't really started yet. I'm still doing that kind of stuff on the side.
Hilarious. I recently bought a PLA t-shirt.
Thanks.
I'll definitely be sure to wear it on my trip to Denver in about a week or so. Finally, I have a very important message to announce.
Baba Booey, Baba
next
Booey.
Time on the voicemails.
Oh,
all right, Brad.
Wow.
Cisco, away!
Oh, shit. Sorry. I was here. Let me fix
away!
That.
Cisco, away!
There we go. That's better. So we're ending voicemails on cliffhangers now. That's great.
Hey, Brad. You need to fire whoever that woman secretary is that you have answer on your secret line. All I wanted to ask
she
was
won't stop answering.
When you subscribe to the Patreon, how do you get the secret shows? Do they show up on the podcast or do you get them on the website? I don't know. And I wanted to ask and she just hung up on me.
Oh, no, I slapped the phone out of her hand. I'm like, how dare you come to me with questions like that? So that was my fault, but yeah, you just sign up for Patreon, and all of the Hobosodes are in the Patreon on patreon.com/phonelosers. It's all right there. Or if you decide to sign up through the website instead, through phonelosers.com/cactus, they will also all be on there. You just go to phonelosers.com/hobosodes, and there they are, all 19 episodes. It's like magic.
Hey, Brad, it's Alan.
Hey.
I just want to say, fuck you, motherfucker. Hang up the phone. Hang it up.
You hang it up.
Hang up the phone.
You hang it up.
Hang up the phone.
Okay, thanks for the voicemail. I think he hung up. I'm pretty sure he hung up, so I'm just going to stop playing it.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
Couple of things.
Uh-oh.
First of all...
That didn't sound good.
Fuck those people who think they started the Hey, Brad thing. That was
yeah,
mean.
No kidding. Bunch of
I
thieves.
I started that shit.
I know.
I was the one who was like, hey, Brad, it's old.
As long as I know, that's all that matters.
The other thing is, I finally caught up on all your shows.
Oh, no.
And I noticed that on one of the last shows, you called someone in Houston, some store in Houston.
Oh, no, actually.
You got something at a 7-Eleven, and I was, like, giggling to myself because I'm like, there aren't any 7-Elevens in Houston.
Yeah.
That guy could totally see right through you. But
no,
then again,
no,
maybe
no, you don't understand. It wasn't Houston, Texas. It was Houston somewhere else, and it was spelled all weird. Like H-U-G-H-E-S something whatever, you know? It's not Houston, it's Houston.
That either. They're all gone now. No 7-Elevens here.
You're lucky.
Anyway. Bye.
Those are crappy stores. Who goes there?
Hey, Brad, this is Jim in Missouri with no nickname. I'm just calling to ask a general question. I've stopped trying to guess your profession and have moved on.
No one will ever know.
A defeat there. But,
my profession apparently is making prank calls.
Last episode, I noticed you mentioned that you lived, you worked at Long John Silver's in Texas.
Yeah, in Houston.
And I realized not long ago you said that you lived in Ohio, and I think before you said you lived in Illinois and Missouri.
Yeah, I'm a hobo.
And now Oregon, and yeah, I've got...
I just ride the rails, ride around on boxcars and stuff. And I don't know why his voicemail cut off there, but it looks like he called back a few minutes later. So I'll go ahead and play this one since you got cut off.
Hey, Brad, Jim, Missouri again.
It's a short one.
I'm calling in response to... didn't catch the name. The Scottish knobby guy.
Yeah.
Don't mean to.
That fucking guy.
On. I just he asked about the song. That is "We Like to Party" by the Vinga Boys.
Oh, of course.
I believe
that's
their name, anyway.
Everybody knows that.
Just I don't know if I want a T-shirt or what or where and how I pick that up, but
it's in the mail.
Correct. Hopefully, I'm not making an ass of myself. Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye. Not at all. The knobby guy assured me that he would send one out immediately if anybody guessed the song title. I'm sorry, knobby guy. I don't actually know your name. I think you may have said it before, but you're always screaming into the phone. I can never understand you.
Brad.
Oh, look. I swear, I did not know it was going to be him. This just happened to be the next voicemail in line.
Yeah, I heard that, dude.
Oh, wait. That was somebody imitating him. Holy shit, it fooled me. I wondered why you had a United States phone number.
Brad, it's gonna not be.
Yeah, I heard that, dude. That song that he fucking was singing. And I recognized it. That was the We Like to Party.
Yeah, that's great.
We Like to Party.
Thanks, knobby guy, for doing this to my voicemail.
I have to go and shove a pencil in my fucking ear because I'm embarrassed to admit that I know what that is.
Oh, come on. Everyone knows that.
Knobby.
I think he was just kidding around anyway.
Brad, it's Minnesota Kyle again.
Hello.
Need to call in, talk to Arizona Kyle, tell him there's really only room for one of us in here. So
fuck Arizona Kyle.
Stop listening, or at least stop calling in and letting me know that he's listening. That'd be great.
Yep.
And I also was trying to find out if Carlito is doing anything new or where I can find any of his new stuff. Because
he's doing one thing that's new. He's doing the Calls of Mass Confusion. The latest episode, episode 5, it just came out today. It's got Carlito and Dwight and me in it. So if you're looking for new Carlito stuff, that's a good place to listen over on youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck.
I haven't heard about him for a little over a year now.
Oh, come on.
Kind of worried about him.
He still does shows all the time. He's always on Prank Call Nation still on the Mixler. Him and Dwight always doing shows. I think he was on last weekend. I think he was on the weekend before that. Prank Call Nation never really shut down. They were just trying to trick me into leaving,
just
I think.
I hear someone just calls and whatnot. So keep up what you're doing.
Okay.
Arizona Kyle, please stop calling in.
Yep. Arizona Kyle, you're not allowed to listen anymore. Stop trying to cause problems for everyone.
Hey, Brad, it's UserFan with a PH. Right now it's 11:41 here in the Central Time, and I'm 187 miles into my day so far. Probably going to be doing 300 to 400 miles. And thank you so much for the new show. I really enjoy it. Listening to the voicemail.
I need to make longer shows for you.
Voicemail. We love you. Bye.
Thanks.
There's a website called evilbible.com that's loaded with all kinds of verses that I'm sure you could use on various shows. But the tone is pretty rough against Christians. I'm not sure if that's something that you really want to inject in your show or not. But
if you're looking
for a more lighthearted website that has the similar Bible verses, there's the Landover Baptist Church, landoverbaptist.org. They have a lot of more lighthearted and funny quotes from the Bible, because they'll put something like, "What would Jesus do on a thong?" and stuff like that. Also, I sent you a tweet showing a clip from The Simpsons regarding building boxes, a huge box fort, and fighting.
I've seen that.
Postal workers. Everyone. I thought maybe you'd get a kick out of it, considering that you did a whole thing on getting tons and tons of free boxes.
Okay,
thank you. Talk to you later.
That's what I didn't do. I've seen that episode of The Simpsons, and that's one thing I completely forgot to do. I forgot to say I wanted to make a box fort. Make a big castle out of post office priority boxes. Hey, look, I just found the Simpsons box fort clip on YouTube. It's a little over 4 minutes long, so go to the show notes, and there'll be a link to that for you to watch this if you've never seen it before.
Howard, finally got through to you. Long-time listener, been listening since the 80s.
You didn't really get through to me, because, you know, it's a voicemail.
Anyway, big fan, Howard. Hope Robin's doing good and all that stuff.
Yep. She's doing great. Thanks for asking.
Hey, Roy, quick question. So a long time ago, apparently, you had made a torrent for Raffy McRapperson stuff.
Yep.
I was just wondering, does that torrent still exist? Are people feeding it? Can we get a link to it? Peace. This is UserFamPH. Bye.
Ah, you again. Yeah, it's still up. The only reason that I have all of my Rappy McRapperson music back is because of that torrent. Otherwise, I would have nothing to play on the live shows, because everything else is copyrighted that I have. People are definitely seeding it, because it just took me, I don't know, maybe a day to get it all. And that was 4 months ago, so hopefully it's still being seeded. It's been up there for years, so they probably are. You can find that by going to phonelosers.com/torrents. And it's like, you know, the third or fourth one down on the list, I think. I am putting a link to that in the show notes on phonelosers.com right now, just for you.
Hey, Brad, it's Rev.
Hey, Rev.
I guess people weren't happy about the show that Casper and Timothy sponsored. I'm getting a lot of complaints.
Oh, shit.
So, I guess I gotta beat the crap out of them.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Oh, shit. Beating the crap out of his guinea pigs. That's not good. This is like when I knocked the phone out of Sunshine's hand the other day. Okay, thanks, Rev. I guess that's... Oh, wait.
Okay, well, I just got my butt kicked, so. I guess they won't be trying that again. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Oh, well, you tried. That's all that matters. I'm sure you got a few good jabs in, so thank you for keeping up your end of the bargain, being a show sponsor.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
This is Ryan.
Hello.
You responded to me on your Facebook post about your telephone handset sanitizer.
Oh, yeah, that'll
work. Said, before the incident, I need to know, and I demand that you tell this story of the handset sanitizer.
Well, come on, just watch the news.
Bye.
Keep up with current events from the 1960s, you know? A lot of people don't know this, but when we used those old telephones back then, you had to sanitize it after each use, and I posted a picture of a telephone sanitizer on my Twitter. Here, I'll find that and put a link to it in the show notes, since I'm linking everything in the show notes today. Basically, though, every time you used the phone, when you were finished, you had to set the phone down on the sanitizer machine and push the button, and it would sanitize your handset. It took about 6 minutes, so you had to wait 6 minutes in between phone calls back then, unless you ran to a different extension phone or something. Like, if our phone rang during the sanitation cycle, we had to run down to the basement and use the phone there, or go into the den, or use the payphone in the family room that my dad put up to teach us kids about financial responsibility. But I'm just referring to general incidents from back in that era where, you know, people would actually die from diseases that they contracted from a dirty telephone. You should read some of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I think he talks about that a little bit in there. Because back then they had payphone sanitizers and stuff, and they shipped them away to another planet. I don't know, it's a whole thing, the incident. Just go read some news articles about the subject, and you'll see. Anyway, that's going to be the end of the show today, so thank you everybody for listening, and thank you Naughty Guy for sponsoring the show today. The Naughty Guy is one of the many people who support the Snowplow Show and the PLA and help make more shows happen, which should get completely out of hand soon with me doing less of my real-life work. So thank you, Naughty Guy, and all of the other people on Patreon and the Phone Losers Elite Cactus Squad thing, whatever the hell that's called. All of you are making this possible, including, but not limited to, Cluedo and Miguel F. See, there is another Miguel, Mr. Miguel B., and it's Miguel F. And then there's Ben Hard and Default C, Jason B., Brian W., Todd L., David P., and Gizmo, and Stan Trucker, and Meows Wow, and Elkie, and Pat D. I'm reading sponsors from months ago, by the way, if you're confused because you're not a sponsor anymore. But we can't forget Rhapsody Man 2000, and Milk Brain, and Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, and High School Graduate, Jeff, Brian, Kyle, Default C, Robert S., Jason B., Cody A., Mike U., Worsty, Ty A., Buster C., Honey Baby, Curbs, Julian J., David P., Todd L. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the show and helping all of this get out of hand. Keep it up, and before you know it, we'll have a whole cult going here, and I'll be able to buy a bunch of property and build some large structures and stuff with bunk beds, and we can start an actual cult. It's going to be great. I can't wait for that to happen. I think we're just 2 or 3 years away from that, tops. So keep up the support, everyone. Thanks a lot. See you next time.
I met you in a toy shop. You were such a living